You're listening to CITR 101.9, broadcasting from UBC's Point Grey campus, located on the traditional, unceded Coast Salish territory of the Hunkaminam-speaking Musqueam people.
Flashback, episode 13. Today, it's a real family affair as I'm joined by my parents to discuss the issues facing today's youth, the CITR Top 5, and the music of 1993.
This is Flashback with Alec Christensen.
They just love to learn, and another child grows up to be somebody you just love to burn. Mom loves the the both of them. You see, it's in the blood. Both kids are good and bound. Blood's thicker than the mud. It's a family affair.
It's a family affair.
It's a family affair. Still checking each other out. Hey, nobody wants to blow. Nobody wants to be left out. You can't leave 'cause your heart is there. But you can't stay 'cause you've been somewhere else. You can't cry 'cause you look broke down. But you're crying anyway 'cause you're all broke down. It's a family affair. Family affair, oh, yeah, family
Hey everyone, welcome to Flashback. We've got a special episode for you today. My name's Alec Christensen, and I'm joined not by my usual co-hosts, but instead by my parents, who are in the studio with me today. How are you guys doing?
Pretty good.
Pretty good.
Great.
Great. Dad, you sound excited to be here. Mom, you've been on the show before. We've had you.
Yes.
Once. And during the summer.
Yeah.
That was fun.
It was fun. I'm back. I'm back for more.
You're back. You're an alumnus.
That's right.
Yeah.
Friend of the show.
Friend of the show. Family of the show. Flashback family.
Flashback.
Dad, first time.
Yep.
First time, long time. How are you?
I'm great, thanks.
Yeah. Are you excited to be here?
Very excited.
Oh, man. I can't believe I got you both here together. Yeah. We're spoiled in that way, though. We've got a cool episode today. We're going to just kind of talk about, like, music, like we always do, but we're going to focus on music from my generation. We're going to see how you feel about it. We're going to listen to some songs that you guys picked out, see how I feel about them, see if we can find some common ground across the age differences and generational differences. And then we're also going to check out music from 1993 later on in the show.
Awesome.
Yeah. How are you guys feeling?
Pretty good. I'm relaxed. How about you, Denny?
Great.
Great.
That's the word of the day.
That's going to be the name of this episode. All right, well, let's not waste any time. We've got a lot to get through. First up, we've got Money by LaKelly 47.
Chillin', layin' in the cut, though. Easy, tryin' to see what up, though. Brooklyn, home of the cut, though. Notorious, y'all know how the rest go sleepin'. One eye open. Too smart 'cause I'm always scoping, watching, seeing how these lames look, lazy. This how you get your frame took, money, I got money. Money, I got money. Talking, always talking, that's your problem, you were always talking. Rockstar, mixed with a ghetto chick, try me, I wish you were a chola. Who gon' hold us? Not the cemetery or the penitentiary. Damn, my contemporaries, I'm too legendary. It's so money, I got money. Money, I got money. I'm money, I got money. Money, I got money.
all my life I had to grind and hustle. I had to work like Kobe just to shine like Russell. They say, glad you made it happen overnight. They say, damn, you changed. I'm like,
show you right. I've been in the crib trying to find the BPM. Rehearsing for the next show in my kitchen. Fresh off for tour, but can't tell you where I've been. Maybe after 20 years, I'll start to take it in. Right now, I'm chasing in Dover Street again. I'm introverted, I'm not open to new friends. But if you're real cute, then I have to think again. Shop the runway so you can stay off trend and look like
money.
That was LaKelly 47 with Money. How'd you guys feel about that one?
I like that.
Really?
Yeah.
Awesome.
A good beat to it.
Yeah, it does. It's a good vibe. What'd you feel about it, Mom? Or how do you feel about it?
I like it a lot.
Good.
I like the bass. I like the fact that, well, you can understand what they're saying. And,
mm-hmm.
You know.
Yeah. Women rappers are cool, too.
Yep.
Often, like, underrepresented.
Absolutely.
Great song. Oh, we're starting off awesome. We're all getting along and on the same page. Not that we usually don't, just like in terms of music, I think we all have different tastes.
For sure.
Which we're going to explore now.
Okay.
So, you have a song you picked out.
I did. So you asked me to pick out a song kind of from my era. You were talking about 1993 music, so I kind of went back and Pearl Jam was one of my favorite bands back mm-hmm. then. So, couldn't pick a hit, so I picked a song that I remember well, and Pearl Jam's pretty awesome. They're classic, and they're still well-loved, I think.
Awesome. And what song did you pick? Porch.
Porch, thank you.
Yeah, no worries.
Yeah.
All right, let's check Porch by Pearl Jam out.
What the fuck is this world? Run to you, didn't leave a message, at least I could have learned your voice one last time. Daily mind field is good. Be my time by you. Would you hit me? Would you hit me? By the middle, there ain't
All right, that was Pearl Jam with Porch off their album 10. That was my mom's choice. Good song.
Awesome.
Very intense.
Right?
Yeah. I'm not super familiar with Pearl Jam. They're from Seattle, right? So from where we're from.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
That was like far more intense than I thought it was going to be, though.
Yeah.
But they do have a distinct, he has a distinct voice.
Absolutely. I love his voice.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. We've got another song now from my dad.
I picked a band called Y&T, and the song is Mean Streak.
Why'd you pick it?
I've always liked that band. I don't think they're heard, on the radio that much, but here we go.
Okay, let's do it. That was Y&T with Mean Streak. That was my dad's choice. I liked that a lot more than I thought I was going to, actually, because I really only listened to the first 5 seconds when we were in the hotel room picking this all out. Great intro.
Yeah, you were into it.
Yeah. I was like, yeah, I'm like definitely like drumming drums on my lap as that's going.
Yeah, good intro. Yeah, your dad loves the beginning of songs, so he used to have this habit of playing songs out in the boat, and the first 20 seconds go by, awesome intro, everybody's into it, and then, boop, he changed the next song.
That's funny.
We were just into that.
My like, I feel like I got kind of missed out on that because whenever you guys would play loud music, I'd have to go sit under the front of the boat and like play with my toys or whatever. My childish ears couldn't handle it.
Poor Alec.
So those were your two songs. Then we also listened to, I guess Money was kind of my song of choice. How do we feel about everyone else's picks though?
All good.
Good?
Good.
Yeah. How do you feel about Pearl Jam?
I like it. Always like Pearl Jam.
Okay, cool. How do you feel about YNT?
Good thing. I probably wouldn't have married you.
I didn't know you were like a Pearl Jam like fan.
Yeah.
Are you ahead?
No.
Okay.
I wouldn't say that far.
Okay.
No. But really, really, yeah. One of my favorites. YNT was good. Yeah.
YNT was good.
Yeah.
They have a few other songs that are pretty good.
They have better songs too.
Yeah. Okay. I wonder what they're doing. Maybe we can get them on the show.
Let's work on that.
We're going to take a quick commercial break. Then we'll be back with my parents right here on Flashback.
Ladies and gentlemen, we have entered a soundstage at
CITR
studio for a visit with
the folks who are
directing the exciting young star
Dama,
Dora,
and
guest
Ben.
The Real World.
The Real World is the UBC Film Society's radio show.
We talk about
events,
actors,
directors,
and genres.
We come up with most of the genres.
And that's what makes it so jazzy.
It's a lot of fun and games, except not that many games.
If you think you can handle all of this, tune in Fridays from 11 to 12 on CITR 101.9 FM.
Shout out to Ed Norton!
So you're a member of CITR and Discorder, but are you a true friend?
Get a Friends of CITR and Discorder card for $20 for discounts in Kitsilano and around UBC at
On the Fringe Hair Design, Rufus Guitar Shop, Stormcrow Ale House, The Bike Kitchen, UBC Bookstore, Australian Boot Company, and so many more.
This is Flashback with Alec Christensen.
All right, welcome back to Flashback. I'm Alec in the studio with my parents, Denny and Kelly. I realize I never said your names when you came on. I've just been referring to you as like mom and dad.
That's fine.
Whole time. But like the people need to know.
Okay.
Yeah. How are you guys feeling?
Feeling good.
Good.
We should have made up some radio names.
Just like, yeah, some like AKAs or some like aliases. Mm-hmm. I don't know, maybe this is...
I think your friends have some aliases for us.
Like what?
Kelster?
Oh, yeah, Lucas, who's been on the show, calls you Super Kels.
Oh, that's right.
And then Dad, he calls you Denners.
Denners.
Yeah. Let's go on.
Let's move on. Okay. Now we're going to start talking about the CITR Top 5. I don't do this every episode. Sometimes I do it, sometimes I don't. But we take the CITR, the Top 5 albums that have charted that week, and we'll just listen to a song from each one, talk about if we like it, if we don't like it, if it reminds us of anything, kind of whatever, however we feel about it.
Sounds good.
First up, we've got some blues. This is The Georgia Grind by Maria Muldaur. Let's check it out.
Mama, mama, look at sis. She's out in the back. Y'all doing that twist. She's doing the Georgia grind. Georgia grind. That old Georgia grind.
Georgia grind.
She's going crazy, crazy about that Georgia grind. Come in here right now. You wanna be bad, but you don't know. Georgia grind.
Georgia grind.
That old Georgia grind.
That old Georgia grind.
Everybody's talking, talking about the Georgia grind. Georgia grind. All grinded, come on, boys. Woo! Was crippled and gray. Saw the Georgia grind and threw his sticks away. Doing a Georgia grind. That old Georgia grind. He lost his leg doing that old Georgia grind. The reason Grandma loves Grandpa so. The same grind 50 years ago. 'Twas the Georgia grind. That old Georgia grind. She keeps on raving, raving about the Georgia grind. Oh, grind it one more time, y'all. Was feeble and well. She was caught last night and she was grinding like hell doing that Georgia grind. That old Georgia grind. She hollered, hey, hey, kept on doing that Georgia grind. Now listen, old Uncle Moses was sick in bed. He was nearly dead from doing the Georgia grind. Georgia grind. That old Georgia grind. He started praying, praying about the Georgia grind. He's doing the Georgia grind. Georgia grind. That old Georgia grind. Crazy about the Georgia grind. Oh yeah.
That was the Georgia grind by Maria Muldaur. That's number five song, or number from the number five album on the CITR charts. It's a cover of Blue Lou. What's his name? Hang on. Let's fact check this. Blue Lou Barker. Blue Lou Barker. Have you heard of Blue Lou Barker?
I have not.
I have not either. Mm-mm. No? What'd you guys think of that song, though?
Do you want to start?
Yeah, it was all right.
It was all right?
It was all right. Not one of my favorite.
Not really like your palate, right?
Yeah.
Like you're not a big blues guy.
Yeah.
I like a little bit of everything, so I do like blues, but that song, I was thinking if you were sitting in a live audience listening to it, that'd be pretty cool.
Mm-hmm. That'd be good.
I think some music is better when it's being performed versus recorded.
That's fair. No, that's like a fair
But I liked it.
Summary.
Yeah, I liked it. It was long.
I actually really did like it.
Kind of long.
It was long.
Yeah.
That's true.
Mm-hmm. But it was good.
Okay. We're going to move on to the number four album. These songs are really short, so I'm going to play two from this album. We're just going to listen to them back to back. It's from a Vancouver band called Jock Tears. The album is called Bad Boys. They're a rock band, so it'll be a very different palette from what we just listened to.
Sounds good.
We're gonna listen to two songs. The first one is called Salt, and the second one is called Party Ice. So let's check them out, and then we'll hear how you guys feel about them.
Awesome.
All right, that was Jock Tears with Salt and then Party Ice. What do you guys think of those?
I'm kind of neutral.
Neutral?
Yeah.
Okay, I was going to play a sound effect. I don't really know what to play for neutral. I could play like a...
What do you think, Denny?
Yeah, I'm about the same, I think.
Didn't hate it. Didn't love it.
Toilet Flush, that might be a little harsh for what
was. What did you think?
I like them. Like, I haven't met them, but they're, like, very CITR adjacent.
Right.
I don't know if it's, like, something I'd, like, throw on necessarily. I've heard them on the show before. I've played them, like, on the top five before.
Right.
I think it's a cool palette. Yeah. All their songs do sound, like, really similar, though.
Mm-hmm.
So, like...
Mm-hmm. Actually, I don't know that I could tell the difference between the two songs.
Yeah. And they're also really short, so, like, it almost plays as one song.
It did. Yeah. It did for me.
Yeah. Not bad, though. Okay, I'm really curious to hear what you think of the next one. Okay, I'm going to really struggle with this name, too. This next song, the number three song, is from a band called Sinyawa, and the song is called Terber Taktila Tani Tana Ini, which means blessed is the land. I'm not going to tell you anything about this band until we listen to the part of the song.
Okay, I'm really excited.
We'll see how we feel. It's a very different palette than what we've had so far.
Okay.
Ready?
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
Let's talk about it. How do you guys feel so far?
Kind of reminds me of the chanting monks.
Like the Gregorian
chant?
Okay.
Yeah.
Fair.
Kind of cool. At first I was scared, and then I started to think of the monks, and then I liked it.
It's not as, like, scary.
Yeah.
No, it shouldn't be scary. It is, like, kind of a dark, like, tone, maybe, though.
Sure.
Dad, how do you feel about it?
I like it. I want to hear some more.
Really?
Yeah, I want to hear more.
Let's listen to the rest of it. Okay, that was Sinyawa with Blessed is the Land. Do you guys want to know a little bit about, like, Sinyawa and who they are?
Definitely.
Okay. Like the whole song?
That was it.
Really?
Yeah, 2 minutes. Did it feel short or what?
I was waiting for something.
Oh, yeah, no, that's all it is.
Something to come.
Did you think it was maybe building or something?
Yeah.
No. Most of the songs on the album were like 10 minutes. I just figured we're just doing samples here. Sinyawa, they're an experimental band from Java, Indonesia, consisting of Ruli Shibara and Wakir Suryadi. They formed in 2010. According to Wikipedia, their genres are hardcore metal, neo-tribal, and experimental music.
Hmm.
Which is cool.
Yeah, well, it made me sit up and take notice. I was, like Dad said, I was curious.
Yeah, off mic you said it, like, forces you to kind of pay attention.
Right.
Which, like, no disrespect to Jock Tears, but, like, we kind of just talked through that song, like,
right. Mm-hmm.
Off mic. You guys are taking a selfie, just like everyone's going about their business. But the song kind of does, like, just because it's not like our normal, like, North American, European, like, 4-4, whatever.
Exactly.
Forces you to kind of pay attention a little more.
Yep.
Well.
Good stuff.
It was cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. I was really curious. That was the one I was most curious to hear what your thoughts were.
Did you assume we weren't going to like it?
I did, yeah. Because,
yeah.
Like, I mean, I don't even know if I really, like, loved it that much, but... It's interesting.
It's definitely interesting.
I'm curious, like, how they charted them. I'm curious who's playing them. We'll have to do some research. Okay, we're going to move on to the number 2 song, which is by a band called Peach Kelly Pop. I think they're local. They're definitely Canadian. This is from their album Gentle Leader, and the song is called Parasomnia.
Thank you.
All right, that was the number two song from the CITR charts for last week. That was Peach Kelly Pop with Parasomnia. And I'm going to ask my parents how they felt about it. How did you feel about it?
It was all right. not my favorite.
That was like a very polite.
Yeah, it was all right. It depends on the mood you're in, I guess.
Yeah. Mom?
I don't think that you would have let me listen to that on the radio in the car. You would have been itching around changing the station. I thought it sounded kind of poppy.
Mm-hmm. You say poppy.
Bubblegum poppy.
Interesting way.
Yeah. It's very light.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Innocuous. Not my favorite.
Innocuous.
Though.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah.
That's interesting. Cool.
But they have Kelly in the name, so they get credit.
So you're like a little partial to them?
Sure.
Yeah. It was very
like, for that.
Are you familiar with like dream pop? Do you know what that means? It's like kind of dreamy.
Yeah.
Like that's like kind of what this
definitely
genre mm-hmm. the song belongs to.
Yeah.
Yeah. I didn't mind it. I thought it was kind of cool.
Yeah, it's all right.
All right. We've got one more on the top five. This is from another Vancouver band and friend of CITR. They're called Lie. This is from their album Hounds, and the song is Country Boys. That was Lie with Country Boys off their album Hounds. That was the number one song, or from the number one album, I should say, on CITR. How'd you guys feel about that one?
Definitely what I would picture CITR.
From just like when you've randomly like listened or whatever.
Yeah,
just like
the random times I've tuned in. Yeah, that's definitely what I would expect to hear. Not really my thing.
No.
I get how people would like that, but that's just not really my style.
Okay. Dad?
Yep.
Is this just like a I concur?
About the same. It's good. You know, just you have to be in the right mood for that, you know.
Sure. Let's see if I have a sound effect that matches your guys' feelings. I don't know. I'm still getting used to the sound.
I don't know about that one.
Yeah, no, I'm not sure either. It's definitely not a ding, ding, ding. I don't know. I have a lot of fun with this thing. I just never use
That's cool.
I always forget I have it.
More.
We have some time, so I'm just going to show you a couple other songs. These are bands I both kind of have, like, some degree of attachment to. Not necessarily that I'm, like, a huge fan. Mm-hmm. I like their music. This first one, though, they're called Club Sofa, and I wrote a review for them in Discorder for this month.
I like the name.
Yeah, no, it's a great name. And a pretty good album. I gave them a pretty nice review, and awesome. I enjoyed it.
Cool.
This song, I think the title is, like, just hilarious. It's called I Moved to Vancouver, and all I got was the stupid nicotine addiction. So let's check it out. Club Sofa, I Moved to Vancouver, and all I got was this stupid nicotine addiction off their self-titled debut album from this year. What did you guys think of that one?
I love that one.
Yeah.
Right from the beginning, it was a nice vibe, and her voice is great.
It's a really great album. Yeah. Yeah. I really would love to talk to them as well and, like, have them on the show at some point.
That'd be a good interview.
Yeah. Yeah, and, like, writing the review for them was really fun, and, like, listening to the album. Like, I mean, listening to any album, like, 40 times in a row is, like, probably not awesome. But there are definitely worse albums to do that to than this one.
You listened to it 40 times?
Probably. Wow. I just, like, as I was writing, I just kept it on because I just was like, if I notice something new.
Yeah.
And, like, their lyrics are, like, really clever and really smart. So it was good to have it on because you just catch new jokes every time because, like, they're really funny and really, I don't know. She's just witty. She's got really great lyrics.
That's cool. You went deep.
I tried. We tried to go deep. I've got one more Vancouver band for you I want to show you. This is Dumb. I've interviewed them on the show before. It was a really funny interview because he was, like, about to go on tour. So he was, like, packing his car and packing his bags as he's on the phone with me.
I remember that.
Yeah, do you? Mm-hmm. Did you listen to that? Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah. It was a really fun interview, and I think they maybe had, like, the best, like, in Vancouver, maybe my favorite album of the year. This is called Mint. Was Dumb with Mint off their album Seeing Green. What did you guys think of that one?
I liked it. I've heard that one before. I liked it.
Yeah, it was right.
Yeah, okay. They're cool. Mm-hmm. And they're, like, really nice, a really nice group. And they've got, like, a really obscure Twitter where they just kind of tweet random words and phrases that don't really have any meaning.
Really?
Which is, like, definitely a thing you can do on Twitter. But, yeah, I follow them, and I'm always like, oh, I don't know what that means. So I've just
It's not
stopped.
An inside joke. It's just random.
It might be an inside joke, but I don't know. I haven't been to their shows or anything, so I don't know
what you're missing.
What their, like, personas are. Yeah. But talking to the dude on the phone, very chill.
He sounded nice.
Yeah.
He was packing?
Yeah, he was packing for his tour. He, like, just was like, oh, yeah, like, don't mind me. I'm just, like, throwing my suitcase together because they were driving through the U.S. and Canada and stuff. Huh. Yeah. All right, we're going to listen to another song. This is, like, not a Vancouver song, just a song I like, and go to commercial after that. And then afterwards, we're going to talk about 1993.
Woohoo.
And we'll explain why that's the year as well.
Without the help and support of our friends, we here at CITR wouldn't be able to bring you all the great music, art, cinema, and culture that you love. Thanks to the long-standing support from the Rio Theater, we are able to keep you informed on all the great artists, films, and everything else coming to town there. For all the current information about who and what's playing at the Rio Theatre, visit their website at www.riotheatre.ca.
operator looking like a bum. My girl's got a city to run, got the key to the kingdom where the money's from. Never seen the color yellow, never seen the sun.
And he thinks I'm the negative one.
Flag slapping in Manhattan, new dope, New York. Gargoyles gargling oil, peak of the empire, top of the rock. Flag slapping in Manhattan, new dope, New York. Gargoyles gargling oil, peak of the empire, top of the rock.
My girl's got a little shtick, keep you cooped up in the kitchen while you feed the cake. Keep you waiting in the window while the tank sticks. My girl got a limousine, got a full-time job just to keep it clean. Got a speaker in the truck, you know where it's done.
You think I'm the negative one?
Flex rap in Manhattan, New York, New York. Gargoyles gargling on, peak of the empire, top of the rock. Flex rap in Manhattan, New York, New York. Gargoyles gargling on, peak of the empire, top of the rock.
New York, New York.
Baseball bats that never hit home runs. Late nights of black Israelites. White women singing under dying lights. Baseball bats that never hit home runs.
I got a baseball bat, never hit home runs. My girl got a minimum. Leave you stuck right there till the number comes. Leave you smooth operator looking like a bum. My girl got the city to run. Got the key to the kingdom where the money's from. Never seen the color yellow, never seen the sun.
Discorder, that free magazine from CITR, has been documenting the best in music, arts, and culture since 1983. Let's see what one man of prestige has to say about Discorder.
What up, though? This is Big Snoop Dogg, and I fucks with Discorder magazine. How about that?
Smoke you every day.
Pick up a copy around Vancouver or f*** with Discorder online at discorder.ca.
You're listening to CITR Radio 101.9 FM, broadcasting from the ancestral, traditional, and unceded territory of the Musqueam people. This is Flashback with Alec Christensen.
All right, let's do it. We're going to talk about the music of 1993. Why 1993?
Why?
Well, I think you should know. I hope you know.
That was a good year.
It was a good year. Yeah. Dad, you got to say it.
So you were married.
Don't sound I love so the sad. Energy.
Oh, I don't mean it that way.
Yeah, so I mean, like, you guys got married in 93. What else was happening? This is, like, before my time, so I don't really know much about... I don't know. I also feel like the 90s, like, I've talked about this with multiple people my age. It seemed like such a weird and, like, inaccessible time.
Why
we don't quite get the fashion and the culture is just so different.
Oh.
Because like things like from the 70s and 60s are like really in now. People think that's cool. Like the minimalism, like the counterculturism, I think are like really prominent. The 90s, like, it's not like the same. It's like kind of grungy.
It all comes and goes around.
Yeah.
So yeah, it hasn't come back yet, but it will.
Yeah.
It always does.
Yeah.
Elements, maybe just the good stuff. Like out of the 70s, the fashions and the... Like, the home decor was terrible.
Yeah.
Like, you had you know, the colors and everything like that. But now when it's coming back in a slightly different way, they pick off the good parts of it and make it cool again. So
yeah.
The same thing could happen with the 90s.
Okay.
But
do you guys think the 90s was a cool decade?
Absolutely.
Okay.
We were cool.
In hindsight, we were young. Like,
we were having fun.
Yeah. It was awesome.
Yeah.
Is that like, what's your favorite decade?
Whether it's
like the favorite decade for your experience or like your just like in hindsight, like this was the decade that like was the coolest.
The 90s were good because we got married and you were born. So
I was born.
All
yeah,
awesome
I barely
stuff.
Made the cut.
You barely made the cut. You got in there though.
Yeah, I fit.
That was good. But the aughts were good too, just because that was fun. We had fun times watching you grow up.
Aw.
Yeah.
All right. Do you guys know we're going to listen to the number one song from 93.
Oh boy.
Of this week. Do you have any idea what it might be?
No, because you kept it a secret from us.
Something weird.
Like,
no, a little scary.
Can you think of any big songs from
Please
that year?
Please tell me it wasn't like the Macarena or something.
It wasn't the Macarena.
Okay.
Was that in the 90s though?
It was in the 90s.
Okay. I'll play the beginning. We'll see if you guys can get it.
Oh, you're kidding.
Yeah. This is the number one song this week. I think it like was charting still when you guys got married, so this like very well may have been playing as you walked down the aisle.
I don't think so. That's awesome.
Yeah.
I would do anything for love.
Isn't that perfect, though?
That is kind of sweet.
Yeah. Let's listen to this song.
But I'll never forget the way you feel right now. Oh, no. No way. And I would do anything for love. But I won't do that. No, I won't. Some days it don't come easy, and some days it don't come hard. Some days it don't come at all, and these are the days that never end. And some nights you're breathing fire, and some nights you're caught in ice. Some nights you're like nothing I've ever seen before. Will again, and maybe I'm crazy. Oh, it's crazy, and it's true. I know you can save me, no one else can save me now but you. As long as the planets are turning, as long as the stars are burning, as long as your dreams are calling, you better believe it, that I would do anything for love. Oh, I would do anything for love. Some days I pray for soul. Some days I just pray to the God of sex and drums and rock and roll. And maybe I'm lonely, it's all I'm qualified to be. That's just one and only promise I can keep. As long as the wheels are turning, as long as the fires are burning, as long as your dreams.
I would do anything for love.
Is Meatloaf with I'd Do Anything for Love, but I won't do that. Mom, did you find any answers about what he won't do?
No, I'm fact-checking, but I can't quite figure out what he wouldn't do for love.
Okay, I've got an article here. Let's see if it gives us any insight. While I read this, how about you guys talk about how you felt about that song, or like if you have any nostalgia for it?
I like Meatloaf.
Do you?
Wait. You just said you didn't like Meatloaf.
I didn't say that. I said I liked him.
You said you didn't like Meatloaf.
Oh, well. I misheard you.
I said you don't picture him being a singer. Sometimes.
Right. I just kind of remember when I was little and Meatloaf, I would see him performing and he was hot and sweaty and long stringy hair and it was a little scary. I was like, that was just really intense.
That's fair.
A little rowdy looking.
Very rowdy looking. I was like, I don't know what that's all about.
Okay. Basically, I'm just going to read this paragraph from this article. Meatloaf was asked to clear up the long-standing confusion surrounding his 1993 comeback hit, I'd Do Anything for Love, But I Won't Do That, released as the lead-off single from Bat Out of Hell 2. Jim Steinman, who I worked with and had great success with, wrote the song, he recalled. When we were recording it, Jim brings up the thing. He says, people aren't going to know what that is. I said, of course they are. How can they not know? He goes, they're not gonna. So it looks ambiguous.
Mm-hmm.
Meatloaf says there's
nine
of them. Are you reading the same thing?
Yes.
Nine verses? Nine choruses? Nine choruses. I don't know.
So you forget what the line was before you get to I Won't Do That. Oh, so some of the things he says he won't do, forget the way you feel right now, forgive himself if you don't go all the way tonight, do it better than he does it with you, so long, and stop dreaming of you every night of his life.
Sounds obsessive.
Yes.
Weird. Different era.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah. Be better, man. All right, we've got a couple other songs. You'll know all these artists, I think. They're all pretty popular. They just, like, didn't chart, but
these are
maybe
all 93.
Underrated songs from 93. You're familiar with Sarah McLachlan?
Oh, yeah. Love her.
Do you know Good Enough?
Yes.
Okay.
I do.
You want to listen to it?
She was one of my favorites back
really?
Then.
Really?
Yep.
Dad, how do you feel about Sarah McLachlan?
That's all your mom listened to.
Really? That's funny.
One of my favorites.
The only song I like really know by her is the
one on the
shelter.
Commercial. Yeah,
the
animal sad, shelter. Yeah. Cry.
Mm-hmm. Arms of an Angel. All right, let's listen to "Good Enough" by Sarah McLachlan off of "Fumbling Towards Ecstasy."
Never been there for you. Don't tell me.
Okay, that was Sarah McLachlan with Good Enough. That was another song from 93. And I think we should probably mention, like, that not only is that the year you got married, but that it's 25 years ago.
Right.
And that's, like, a big deal.
The big 25 coming right up.
A lot of people aren't married for 25 years.
That's very true.
Let's see if I can get, like, a little cheer going for you guys.
Oh, nice.
See, I'm getting pretty good at the soundboard thing. It's like, it's a development. Character development. We've got two more songs. We have to kind of fly through because we are running out of time. The first one is, or I guess the third one, is Getting Over You by Willie Nelson and Bonnie Raitt.
Oh.
From his album Across the Borderline. Do you guys know this song?
Yep. I'm sure I'm going to recognize it.
Okay, let's check it out.
Why do I still write? Why do I still call? Why do I still think there's hope for us at all? These are the things I hate, but they're the things I do to get over you.
Sunsets make me cry, old pictures make me grin, but I don't really care to see your face again.
These are the things I say, but they're so hard to do. Like getting over you. You gotta believe that there's a reason that we surrender up our hearts. But there's a vantage point, and it takes some time to find, where you can see how all the pieces fit as you watch them fall apart.
Now I don't think it's right, and you don't know what's wrong. My heart keeps asking me, just where do we belong?
It's not as though my life ain't hard enough to do. Try getting over you.
People say, stop living in the past.
But when there's nothing left, it's your memory that lasts.
It's later than you think, but still, this isn't through.
This getting over you.
Now it's later than you think, and still this isn't through. This getting over you.
That was Willie Nelson and Bonnie Raitt with Getting Over You, another great song from 93. And I've got one more to show you guys. We're going to kind of change gears and listen to some rap now. Tribe Called Quest. Are we familiar?
Familiar with the name.
Have you listened to him?
I'm not sure.
Okay. Have you?
I don't know. Have I?
Have you heard of him?
I don't know. I'm not sure.
Okay.
We'll find out.
They're really good. This is like not their most popular song, but it is a good one. It's called Steve Biko, Stir It Up, from their album Midnight Marauders.
Linden Boulevard, represent Zen. Tribe Called Quest, represent Zen. When the mic is in my hand, I'm never hesitant. My favorite jam back in the day was Eric B for president. Rude boy composer, step to me, you're over. Brothers wanna flex, you're not Mad Cobra. MC Short and Black, there ain't no other. Trini born black like Nia Long's grandmother. Tip and shot, all that, pipe dog ditto. Honey, tell your man to chill, or else you'll be a widow. Did not you know that my style's a top dollar? The 5 foot assassin, I can fleas off his collar. Hip hop scholar, since B and D, how to a duck. The hide of Muggsy Bogues, complexion of a hockey puck. You better ask somebody on how we flip the script. Come to a tribe show and watch the three kids rip.
Queens is in the house, represent Zen. A Tribe Called Quest, represent Zen. No teaming up the style, cause it gets a reverent. A Tribe Called Quest, represent Zen. Here we go. You know that I'm the rebel, throwing out the wicket like God did the devil. Funky like your grandpa's drawers, don't test me, we end like that. You're dead like Presley. When we coming through, get tickets to see me. We work for the paper, so there'll never be a preemie. Lyrics are abundant, cause we got it by the mass. Egos are our idol, cause the music is the jazz. Venezuela on the pitch, curveball,
ratchet. I think I got it locked. Just move while I latch it. Right, right. Now I must move with the quickness. Here comes Shahid, so we must bear the witness.
Stir it up. Stir it up.
The dog is scientific with the styles I invent. A drop for quest, represent, represent. The MCs like to meddle, but here's my proposition. I let my lyrics flow and jump your whole position. I'm radical with this, like the man as long as after. Tip, settle down, what's the reason for the laughter?
I really can't say, I guess I'll have to keep on trying. Crying. So much going on, people killing, people dying. Dying. But I won't dwell on that, I think I'll elevate my mental. Thanks for these bars on the Vico instrumental.
Yo, I'll take it back, I'm the Indian giver. MCs take notes as I stand and deliver. Percussion is a nest, these wear the vest. While they dodging bullets, what? You should be dodging quests. Don't get me wrong, violence is not a forte. I just like to rhyme, kick the lyrics, skills like Pele. Tip educator, my rhymes are strictly taboo. Okay, okay. Fill them with some fantasies and I'll look out like that.
Okay, I am recognizing that the voice inside my head is urging me to be myself and never follow someone else, because opinions are like voices. We all have a different kind, so just clean out all of your ears. These are my views and you will find that we revolutionize over the kick. The ghetto vocalist is on a statewide tier. Here, soon to be the continent and then the freaking globe. There's room for it all as we mingle at the ball. We work in competition cause it doesn't make one lazy or want. We gotta work hard, you know the damn part. Try to be the fattest is the level that we strive. Try to be the fattest also to stay alive.
Alright, that was A Tribe Called Quest with Steve Biko, Stir It Up, off their album Midnight Marauders. How do you guys feel about that one?
Yep, that was good. I like it.
Yeah, I think that was my... I don't know, I actually thought that was, like, a great, like sampler, even though I know I made it, but, like, I didn't really listen to all the songs before.
You got a little bit of everything in there.
Yeah, I thought we covered genres and, like, whatnot pretty well. Having lived through 93, would you say that was a good...
cross-section?
Yeah.
I would say so.
Maybe add some grunge to, like, really top it off, but otherwise...
Right.
Mm-hmm. Okay, cool. We're going to do a quick commercial break, then we're going to come back and wrap up, because we are running out of time.
Discorder, that free magazine from CITR, has been documenting the best in music, arts, and culture since 1983. Let's see what one man of prestige has to say about Discorder.
What up, though? This is Big Snoop Dogg, and I fucks with Discorder magazine. How about that?
Smoke weed every day.
Pick up a copy around Vancouver or f*** with Discorder online at discorder.ca.
This is Flashback with Alec Christensen.
All right, welcome back to Flashback. We are wrapping up. Mom and Dad, thanks so much for joining me.
Thank you,
How was the experience? Was it okay?
Yeah, I was kind of nervous.
Yeah, I know you were nervous coming in, but like, how do you feel now?
It's great.
Okay, you had fun?
I'll be more livelier next time.
Good, good. Yeah, we'll have you back, I'm sure, at some point. Father-son episode.
When I talked you into having a baby, you had no idea this was going to happen to you, did you?
No.
Oh, my God. Well, yeah, no, I'm glad you guys came on.
Thank you. Glad you returned,
and I'm glad you made your grand debut.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, thanks so much.
Thank you, Alec.
Well, I think that's it for us. We're going to head out. Thanks so much for listening to Flashback. We'll be back in 2 weeks with another episode. And in the meantime, take care of each other. Peace.
I would do anything for love. I'll never lie to you, and that's a fact. But I'll never forget the way you feel right now. Oh, no. No way. And I would do. But I won't do that. No, I won't do that. And some days it don't come easy. And some days it don't come hard. Some days it don't come at all.